Ken Rogers, since we have the chancellor here, would you please welcome him in the appropriate way, my friend?
I'll do it.
Ba ba ba. Da 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 da. All right, since we're short on time, good morning, Chancellor. Good to see you, Charles
good
Robinson,
morning,
with
David.
Us.
How are you?
Greg, good to see you. Yeah, that time of the year where kids are getting ready to graduate.
Yes, they are. They're taking a lot of pictures on the campus.
Is that what it is? Well, I just found out. I've never really thought about this, and Roger, we've talked about this. My name is on a sidewalk.
Okay.
And, I'll give you one guess on how my name is stamped on there. Do you want to take a chance and how it's
to me?
Yes.
Is it Harold?
Yeah, it's Harold David Basil.
Yeah.
And my dad's name is Harold. And
your name too.
Chancellor, I got so mad as a freshman, I got up here, and every time I get there, they go, Harold Basil. You know, they call the code Rob.
Sure.
I had to go up there. I said, no, it's dead. So finally, I just changed my name. Didn't do it legally. I just started, and it started back here. But anyway, so I know where my name is,
awesome.
Right in front of Old Main.
Yeah.
But I told Kevin, I've never really thought where the rest of the names go.
Yeah.
And I found out that it's way over here. The sidewalk is all over the place.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you running out of sidewalk?
We are not.
You're not?
We will always find more sidewalk.
How many names? What would you guess?
Oh.
Kevin, help
Kevin
us out.
Kevin may know. I don't.
Kevin, how many names? What would you think?
You have 188,000 living alumni.
You have 188,000 living alumni. So there's 180,000 names. You ever think so? You think
it's more than, like he said, living alumni. So we have more than that.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't know what you're right. I don't know where in the heck you put them.
I remember we all went back to 1871.
Listen, those are my favorites. It's the ones that come right out of Old Main, right?
Right.
The first
That's
step.
Right.
Graduation is a fun time for you, I would imagine,
it is.
Right?
It is. Students are excited. Parents are excited. And we're happy to see them just, you know, reach those goals and get ready for the next thing. So we're really happy about this time of year.
Do you line up the speakers for each college? How does that work?
The speakers are usually chosen at the college level.
Okay.
We have a university-wide commencement, which will take place on the 8th this year, which is a Friday, and I usually secure the speaker for that.
Gotcha. It's interesting. I regret, and Roger, I don't know if I've ever told you this, I regret not walking.
Yeah.
I look back, and at that time, I was ready to get off. I remember vividly what I did for my last class. I walked out. I don't remember which building it is. I don't really. Back then we had pencils. I just remember walking out and putting my hand up in the air, but cracking that pencil, and I said, "I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done." And then took off to Florida. But then I look back and I'm like, "Why didn't you walk?"
Oh, right.
You know, and I regret that too. How many students will you graduate?
Well, we had 7,800 last year, so we're expecting a similar number this year of graduates. So
gotcha.
It'll be fun.
Does everybody still throw the hat? Are you guys? Is that a legal issue? You don't allow that yet?
People can throw their hats at the very
is that what you allow? You got to go back and find your hat, right?
Well, you really want to move your tassel, you know, from one side to the other, and then, you know, if you want to throw your hat, you can, but you run the risk of losing it.
Now, that's what I was thinking, that you have the possibility of not being able to find it.
That's right.
So are all the graduations done at Bud Walton, or is it?
It's Bud Walton and Barnhill, combination of those two is where we have our graduations, and they'll be Friday and Saturday, May 8th and May 9th.
Well, we also, too, you've got the big red-white game tomorrow. Of course,
you've
got a softball game tonight.
That's
Razorbacks are playing Missouri in softball. It's bobblehead night tonight with Bree Ellis. We'll have her on the show a little bit later. Red-white game, that's going to be interesting. It's sort of got obviously new coach, 50, 60 new names, and will you try to attend that?
Yeah, I'll try to attend it. It's a fun time, filled with a lot of hope.
That's right.
You know, it'd be interesting to see how the team looks at this stage.
So, I don't know. I guess we've told you this before, but Justin Moore is our co-host, and we get him 3 days a week. And he's going to be performing tomorrow for free.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and that's right here in the parking lot.
Sure.
And so that's at 12:45. Hogtown opens up at 10.
Yeah.
Do you have a special key to Hogtown? Can you do what you want to being the
chancellor? I don't think I have too many special keys. I have a key to my office.
I did see a story yesterday about, and I don't know how this works, but this college has got a really a great reputation. and is ranked high in terms of research.
Yeah.
And 250 million, right around
252 million.
Yeah, it was spent towards research.
Well, what happens is we get federal, state, industry grants. We spend those, and as you spend those, that becomes your research expenditure.
Gotcha.
And universities are measured along, and we have the highest research expenditure that we've ever had.
Right yeah, now. Yeah. And your goal is to get to 500 million.
Yes, the goal. That's right.
Is there anything that Roger and I would be able to understand that's being researched?
Oh, absolutely.
And developed?
You two are very bright people. You could figure it out.
I don't know. Listen, I started reading them, and I'm not. I'm not smart enough to. But that's going on campus.
It is going on, and yeah. We have great faculty members who are involved. Our vice chancellor for research, Margaret McCabe, kind of shepherds the whole thing. The provost is also involved, and the deans. And so we're working together better with our faculty to do more to serve the state of Arkansas, and that's the primary purpose.
You know, we like to have competition on this show, and we've had it in different ways where we have a thing called the Clergy Bowl, mm-hmm. where we have pastors come in from different denominations, and they do sports Q&A.
Okay.
And we also had last year was the Badge Bowl,
okay.
which we had the head of the state police, the Little Rock Police, and it just hit me now. What about a Chancellor Bowl?
Hey,
to where
that'd be fun.
You would go, you know, against Todd over there at ASU and the rest, and would you? How was your sports trivia?
Hey, man, I'd have to practice a little bit, you know, and kind of shore it up. But
you're a history guy.
I'm a history guy, that wouldn't be outside the rails at all. I mean, that'd be fun.
Speaking of spring sports, and you've got a baseball team, a big win last night.
Absolutely.
And you got the softball team, top five. And
oh, yeah.
Had a good gymnastics year.
Yeah.
Didn't quite get as far as you wanted to. Golf is still going on.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of a different dynamic, too, because, you know, you go beyond school with those sports, right?
I mean, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we've always had, you know, success in the spring, you know, and so it's great to see those teams continually having that success, and we're proud of all of our student athletes.
We're visiting with Chancellor Charles Robinson. Do you feel, does it seem like now that the discussion of, with sports it seems like education is not mentioned like it used to be? It's especially all these one and done. You lose the conversation about getting in. You know, the big you know, Cal said it before. How somebody going to graduate when they're transferring to four different colleges over 5 years? Is that something that concerns you?
Well, of course it concerns me, but really for most student athletes, education and graduation is the norm. The student athletes we often focus on are the revenue producing sports.
Sure, that's a good athletes. Point. That's a good
so,
point.
And they're actually in the minority. So, you know, for me, the student athlete who's going to class, contributing to the campus atmosphere, graduating, goes on to do great things, is still very much the norm. And I was just in a class the other day, a faculty member invited me to talk about the issue of college athletics and the relationship between administration and central administration and the athletic administration. And what we talked about is the bifurcation, the fact that, again, you have a handful of paid athletes and revenue sports, and then you have a bunch of the others, and we can't forget the others because they actually are in the majority.
Yeah, it's still bizarre. I was talking the fact that tomorrow for this spring game, those players get paid.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it is so.
Basil, you would have made a lot of money, man.
No, listen, you came
at the wrong time.
You know, it certainly gives you the incentives because nobody wanted to, you know, nobody likes spring practice. Nobody,
right.
But, man, you can pay me? Okay.
Maybe you had a different attitude.
So you also got the draft going on. Maybe
sure.
We have a couple Razorbacks maybe drafted.
That'd be great.
The next couple days.
Always. We're always hopeful for that, of course. We want our athletes to do well no matter where they are.
We're going to have Coach Silverfield on a little bit later. Have you had much chance to be around him?
I've had a chance to talk to him. He came to the Northwest Council meeting that we had on campus. He graciously gave of his time. I love his energy.
Yeah.
I'm real hopeful. He and I are supposed to get a cup of coffee sometime soon, but I understand he's busy, and so am I.
You know, I was making the point earlier. I was at Indiana yesterday for the Brules Award, and their facilities, most of theirs are tied into their football stadium. But it's a reminder where, you know, for a while there, it was, you know, hey, it was an arms race. It was a facilities race to where you got to get the biggest and best. And now you've got to dedicate a lot of that money to players and coaches. Interesting to see a place like Indiana, you know, that was not known for football, been terrible in football, and they were had the ability to turn around and win a national championship. Sure. So it's just interesting. They gave us a path to go. Hey, we beat Alabama. We don't have the most money. Don't have the nicest facilities, but we can win.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think in Arkansas, we've always had to do more with less.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that spirit is still very much alive, and let's see what happens.
Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to see you. You know, we get a chance every once in a while to come up here, and, you can come down and hang out with us in Little Rock. You know, Roger has had a hair replacement.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And so, I don't know about what you're
– No, I'm good.
So, well, I'm just saying.
No, man.
Roger could go your way and go with the ball look, but he wouldn't.
No, I think I'm good, but I appreciate that recommendation.
Wow. You know what? All you had to do, Chester, was keep talking for 2 more minutes before, and he couldn't have brought that up.
It's a fine sponsor,
Dr. Gary Petrus. He's doing a great job, Doc. It's not for you. It's not for everybody. Look, my buddy Ted Danson wears a toupee. I chose to go the other way.
I'm going to challenge you,
Master,
Chancellor.
You're terrible.
I'm going to challenge you to watch the movie that Roger's in.
Okay.
It's called Antiquities. I'm gonna make sure that you get that information.
Okay.
And Roger's.
He ain't got time for movies, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the summer's coming. I have some time for movies.
All right. Okay, fine. And it's going to be on the Chancellor Bowl test.
The Chancellor. If you're going to do that, we'll get it. 2 other chancellors, and we'll say it's on. But, yeah, Roger, who was the Oscar winner, Roger?
You might have heard Mary Steenburgen.
So he's in it with Mary Steenburgen, okay. And he is the breakout star. I just want you to
share a trailer or anything.
When you come on the show to realize, of course, you got Justin Moore. He's got 14 number one. Just had his 14th number one country music
great.
Hit. Yeah. And then that you when you hear Roger's voice or see him, you go, my gosh, he is the—he's the movie star.
He's a movie star.
Ted Danson, no joke, Chancellor. Ted Danson walked up to Roger after the movie. It was a premiere down in of Little Rock. He goes, "Man, you were amazing.
That's
you were the one of the best." Of course,
Chancellor, can I get a brick with my name on it?
Well, of course,
you said you could make more bricks.
You're a few credit hours short.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm in the movie with Roger, and would you like to tell the Chancellor what your line was to me? I'm the FedEx delivery guy. That's what I'm
called.
The buffed up. It's buffed up of FedEx delivery guy. What do you say to him?
I don't know. The PG.
he's a jerk to me.
Okay. I was typecast as a jerk, is what it was. I played myself. I bet you eat. Well,
he's very ugly to me.
Well,
but that's my second movie role.
Okay.
I was actually in Greater.
That's right.
Have you seen Greater?
I have not.
You need to, Kevin. We got 2 movies assignments.
You're also in the Hank Williams. Come on.
Yeah. So you, are you in Greater? Yeah, that's right. I'm
at a table with movie stars. I didn't know that.
I helped start the Burlsworth Trophy and helped them get started. And so they go, well, we're going to put you in this movie. And I have 1 scene in there, and
okay.
So yeah, it's. I think I say my line is, "Brandon Burlsworth will go down as the greatest walk-on in college football history," and so I did a little anchoring, but yeah. So I just want to let you know, and again, we're not educated like you to the degree you are, and we don't have the position that you do, but we do have a couple things that make us a little different.
Yeah.
And,
I lead the group of unwashed men.
Well, the next thing, because I'm trying to think, you've met Roger before, right, Roger? You've met the Chancellor.
Yes, at Edward's Food Giant.
So that's right. So I just wish he could have taken a closer look at your hair before and after.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? Yeah, go ahead and send me your digits, Chancellor. I'll slide some pics in your DM.
But Chancellor, thanks for stopping by, as always.
It's
a pleasure.
Great.
And
thank you, sir.
We appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
And congratulations on another class of graduates.
Yeah, man, we're excited.
All right, when we come back, we're going to visit with McDowell, the third baseman for the softball team. They've got a big series, and we're going to visit with Brandy Cox, who is the executive director of the Alumni Association. 8:30, Coach Silverfield's coming by. We got Courtney Dyfel at 9:30. Nice. We got Bree Ellis at 9.
Did you say Brandon Cox?
No, Brandy Cox.
Oh, I thought you said Brandon. Which not is Brandon.
It's National Brandon Day.
Okay,
Brandon Day. No, no. But bucket list. Do you have a bucket list? What's your number one bucket list to do? Is there anything that?
Nothing pop comes to mind,
okay,
man.
I'm save it for next time.
Yeah, all right. I'm
all right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Don't go away. 8 o'clock here on Morning Mayhem.